say, yeah, sure, I've been to the Episcopal Church lots, and, and that's what made me think of him. Mm-hmm. And now, if you were to eat in a house that didn't have the water pipes wrapped, you know, and now sometimes, like, if the temperature dropped and the water froze, well, then the pipes, sometimes would they ever...
Yes, I'm asking Miss Kimmel. She's got as many busted ones as I have.
Yeah, that's what I was going to wonder. Sometimes I didn't know if it ever got that cold down here, you know.
Seems too far south
to me, you know.
Well, we had zero.
Just come out here about, what, January,
yes,
February?
Yes, come out here about January and February, and you see. Oh, we have it.
Does it really? I can't imagine.
Yes, ma'am. It's
it seems like it's so far south.
My baby in bed. His eye looked a little better this morning. I bathed it a little soda water.
How creepy is when you went out then, if you didn't have good clothes on, you'd freeze just like mine.
They didn't freeze. Come to the store for a pair of socks.
Carried a many a basket of feed around for the cattle.
Oh, you carried many
the
of
the water, ma'am?
You carried it in...
You carried the cow's food and a big... bushel basket by hand, and I did that. Weighed water and mud out there in that lot, and that water and ice and stuff run into my overshoes and shoes, stockings down to my bare feet.
I used to remember my auntie go outside, she'd step on a petticoat tail.
And
almost fall.
They
didn't
call
them
petticoats on the
pole.
They called
them.
Yeah,
she did. Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
I never had
that. Mom, you tell me, Snooks, go get my shimmy.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, no, it's Prince's slip.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I said, I wish it was way back there.
Yeah, I do too. I had to work hard, but them old horse and buggy days is okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
Or with these steel tips. They call them broke hands.
Oh, yeah. This is probably making you think about a lot of things you hadn't any of y'all thought about in years and years.
Yes,
right?
Yes, I have.
You have
too. Right. Yes, ma'am.
I used to sit
on that porch.
When I was sitting there, you guys right remember all them days back there and moved that back there.
Yeah.
Were you born here?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, that's pretty good. After I get through with Ms. Wilkins, I might, sometime if you have time.
Oh, they can tell me things that I don't know, too.
They can?
Oh, yeah. I sit on that porch and say, well, I didn't know when I was a child that I would live to see that road paved out there when it used to be mud, clay mud. She remembers it, too.
How
we used to have to pull through it, hauling our food, cow feed from Forest City. The wagon and have what they call a spike team.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy had two mules and then have another one on the end of the tongue to pull that load through this mud right out here and up those hills way up yonder. Right up there, the hills right up there. Right there.
The women used to pick their aprons, you know, they had big aprons on the pick folk. I go and lay down in front of the fireplace of the night.
Oh.
They pick them seeds out.
Oh, they would.
And they put the seeds over to feed the cow.
Uh-huh.
They put the cotton over here. Mm-hmm. When they get enough, they would take their, I've got to ready. Anyway, the cards, that's why.
Oh.
They would take that, you know, pick that cotton out just to smooth, fix it in little baths and lay it over it. And when they got so many chairbacks full, they had enough for a quilt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've made a many one. I know you have. Sit here and pull that cotton.
That's
make
it. Right.
We still got ours. We still got Grandma's cotton mat. You know where she made
well,
that mat?
I had a set too, but they got burned.
So
mine got burned.
And we got needles on their socks. Mm-hmm.